This next thing's a little unusual for us. It's a sneak peek of a product that will be announced in the first calendar quarter of 2007. We usually keep things pretty corralled until we're ready to ship them, but in this case, I think it completes the story, and to understand where we're going, I'd like you to get a sneak peek of this. So we decided to go ahead and show it to you today. So we've now got music, and TV shows, and audiobooks, and movies, and all sorts of great digital content on the iTunes Store. And you can take that content, again, whether it be music or TV shows or movies, let's focus on movies here, and you can purchase it and download it over the internet to your computer. It can be a Mac or a PC. I'm going to choose a Mac here because I'm biased, but that can be a PC too. And you can take that content and enjoy it on your computer, whether it's a desktop or a notebook, and you can also sync it to your iPod. And it's really great. What about that big screen flat TV you just bought last weekend? You'd love to be able to, say, watch your movies on that, right? So what are we going to do to complete this picture? Well, you need a box to drive that big screen TV to play movies. I mean, if you want to play DVDs, you got to go out and buy a DVD player, right? Well, you got to go out and somehow get a little iTunes player here to play this stuff. But how's this box going to talk to the computer? Do I want to string cables throughout my house? Because my computer's probably in my den or in my some other room in the house, and my TV is in the living room or wherever it might be. So I'm going to talk to it using wireless networking. And that's going to get the content from my computer to this box, from the box onto the TV. Make sense? Right? That's what we'd all like to do. We don't want to tear up our walls to string cables.